When it comes to email prospecting, one of the questions I get most often is how you can integrate social media tools into this effort. That's what this lesson is all about. I'm going to show you how you can use Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn to complement what you're doing with email. Now, this is not meant to be a comprehensive social media lesson. I'm presenting this material assuming that you already know what these tools are all about, or you're willing to go to other sources to learn more about how they work and what their terms and conditions of use are. Okay, one of my favorite ways to use social media sites is as memory joggers. The way I do this is I'll log on to Facebook or LinkedIn and go through my list of friends or connections. That alone helps me remember whom I haven't contacted in a while. I can then go to the profiles of those individuals and just see what they're up to. And many times that will turn up new ideas and will give me a chance to, or will prompt me to communicate with them. Another great way to use social media tools is sources for trigger events. For instance, you go to LinkedIn and see that someone you used to work with just started a new job with another employer, or a friend posted something in Facebook about a big event she's starting to plan, or a new side business she might be working on, or maybe an acquaintance who's a creative director at a marketing company posts on Twitter that they just landed a big account. Of course, these things take time. You're not likely to find these types of golden nuggets the first day you start looking for potential trigger events. But if you make a habit out of going through these sites to see what the people in your network are up to, you'll soon start to see opportunities. Another idea is to use these tools to actively search for key trigger phrases. For instance, if you're a freelance translator, you could punch in this phrase into Twitter, looking for a translator. Use quotation marks around the search term so Twitter knows that you're looking for this exact phrase. When you do this, this will turn up instances of people using that key phrase. In other words, people who are looking for a professional in that field right now. I just ran a few searches as an example and found loads of people who are looking for professionals in very specific areas. I'm not saying all these are quality leads, but I'm suggesting that over time, this can be a good way to find potential clients with real needs. Don't believe me? Well, it's happened to me. My business partner, Pete Savage, and I found our business manager, Crystal Coleman, on Twitter. We had gone through a number of formal channels to find someone who could help us from an operational standpoint, but we had no luck. Yet, a bit of searching on Twitter by Pete turned up Crystal, and now she's been with us for almost 2 years. So, you know, being on the lookout in Twitter for opportunities certainly pays off. And don't limit your search to Twitter, by the way. LinkedIn is another excellent source for searches, especially if you use their advanced search feature, which allows you to really narrow down your search. You can also use some social media tools to contact your prospects directly. For instance, by default, you can send anyone on Facebook a direct message. You don't have to be friends with them on Facebook in order to do that. I see this as a good fallback plan if you've had no luck finding your contact's email address. However, I don't recommend you use it as your primary messaging platform for your warm email pitches for a couple of reasons. First, people are funny about their social media accounts, especially Facebook. They may see it as their private or personal space reserved for those they know well. So they might take offense to being messaged via their Facebook account by someone they don't know. Second reason you probably want to avoid it if you can is that many people don't check their social media accounts every day, or they don't have their notifications being sent directly to an email account they check daily. So if you message them, you don't know where that message is landing. The notification could be buried in an email account they rarely check. So when it comes to warm email prospecting, your first choice should always be to use their business email address. Now, LinkedIn InMail, which is part of the premium LinkedIn membership, which has a cost associated with it, by the way, it's an option you may want to explore as a backup. Personally, I've never used it before, so I can't really speak to its value, but essentially, this InMail feature allows you to send a message through LinkedIn to someone you have no other way of connecting with. Here's the interesting thing about InMail. LinkedIn claims that most InMail messages you send out will actually get you a response. And they're so confident about this that they're actually guaranteeing that you'll get a response within 7 days from the person receiving your message. If you don't get a response, they'll credit back to your account that in-mail message. So that means that if you're on the premium membership plan that gives you 3 in-mail messages a month and you don't get a response to one of those messages within 7 days, LinkedIn claims that they will credit that message back to your account. So now you can send a 4th in-mail message that month. The problem with in-mail, in my opinion, is the cost. Again, the only way to use it is by becoming a premium LinkedIn member, which, as I record this, is running anywhere from $25 per month to $100 per month. Plus, you're still limited to the number of messages you're able to send per month through the in-mail system. For instance, the lower cost plan limits you to 3 email messages per month, 3 in-mail messages per month. And the high-end plan caps it at 25 in-mail messages per month. My advice, I would skip the premium LinkedIn membership and try reaching prospects through email, even if you have to do a little bit more digging to find it. But if you're really having trouble getting some of these email addresses, or if you're willing to try LinkedIn premium membership, it may not hurt to test the in-mail functionality for a couple of months and just see what kind of results you get. One of my favorite ways to use social media in my prospecting efforts is to find out if anyone in my network is somehow connected to the prospect I'm trying to reach. This is something we talked about in some detail back in Module 3, but essentially it involves using LinkedIn to see if that person is connected to your network in some way. So let's say that I'm trying to contact a marketing director at XYZ company, a lady by the name of Amy Moore. I can use LinkedIn to find Amy, and from there, I can see if anyone in my direct network knows her. If I find someone who does know her, and in this case, it looks like my friend Matt Meek does know her, I can email my contact, in this case Matt, to see if he'd be willing to broker an email introduction to Amy. If he agrees to do that for me, usually what will happen is that Matt will email Amy and copy me in the email. At that point, I have Amy's email address, so I could technically follow up with her, within reason, of course, if she doesn't reply to my friend's email introduction. Now, having said all this about the different ways you can employ social media tools to connect with prospects, I should also point out that the best way to use social media in the long run is to create and build relationships. These tips and tricks we've gone over are great, but they're also short-term fixes. If you want long-term success with social media, you should also use it to connect with people and work to build relationships with them over time. For instance, if you meet someone at a networking event, you should try to connect with them in LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, or all of these three. But don't just connect there. Build that relationship by staying in touch in a meaningful way. Get to know them a little bit. Learn about their business and personal interests, and occasionally send them information you come across that you think will be of interest to them. Find out how you can help them and try to help them before you ask them to help you. Above all, do it from a place of sincerity. In other words, do it because you're genuinely interested in them and in building a connection. Over time, that kind of exchange and sincerity will really pay off. And before you know it, you'll have someone in your network who can help you connect with others.